I'll call the meeting to order, please. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Okay, Mr. Short.
Here.
Commissioner Bell? Commissioner Bell?
Is that Commissioner Bell?
Yes.
Nope.
I'm here.
Okay.
Right, I'm not sure if it's by a fan, but there's a lot of background noise.
Okay.
I think someone's breathing on their phone.
Deputy Commissioner Rodell?
Here.
Mr. Arvin, are you present? No? Okay. Mr. Hughes, are you present? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes, I'm here.
And Mr. Wilkins?
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum.
Thank you. Move on to item 3, agenda approval. I'm not aware of any changes to the agenda. Motion to approve the agenda would be in order. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. Move on to roll call item 4 for guests and staff.
Okay.
Sherry Severson, Ada.
Sandy Burrows, Ada.
Jim Hemsath, Ada.
Valerie Walker, Ada.
Brian Campus, Department of Law.
Chris Anderson, Ada.
Ted Leonard, Ada.
Carson Rodvik, Ada.
Shona Howe, AEA. Beth Stewart.
Jan Siebers, Washington Capital Management.
Steve Cantor, First Southwest.
Joe Griffith, Earthquake.
Emily Ford, AEA.
Jean Ferriero, Golden Valley Electric.
Mark Jimsheimer, Ada.
Tom Galen, AEA.
Linda Beck-Millis, AEA.
Shelby Weems, AEA.
Fred Appleby, Ada.
Pat Clancy, Western Financial Group.
Tim Bradner, Joint Commerce.
Terry Webster, Ada. And Brian, did you?
Here, Ada.
Is there anybody else? Is there anyone on the phone? Any public?
Very good. We'll move on to item 5, which is public comments. I'd like to open it up to, I don't believe we have anyone on the phone, so I'd open it up here in Anchorage, and if there's anyone from the public that'd like to speak right now, I'd invite you to come up to the end of the table. Mr. Terrio, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Brian Newton, CEO of Golden Valley, asked me to just make a couple of comments to let you know the status of our relationship with the entities that you oversee. We continue to work with federal agencies and the NGOs to try and get the Healy Clean Coal plant restarted, the permit to renewal authorized. We have a good working relationship with the ADA team. We're very pleased that Mr. Shimsheimer and the legal folks have been participating in all the teleconferences, tracking the discussion with those federal agencies and the NGOs as we try and figure out a way to actually get the permit renewal. Also, Mr. Leonard has been willing to come up to Fairbanks whenever we confront a policy issue to have discussions face-to-face so that we can both understand as we, again, try and get that facility generating power for the citizens in the interior. We can understand each other and get past what could be sticky issues. Also, on the AEA side, we appreciate the outreach from the agency. Sarah, Emily, and Wayne Dyack were recently in Fairbanks. We appreciate them not only coming to the community to inform people on the hiring of Mr. Dyack and where we are right now with trying to advance the Susitna project, but also their willingness to stop by Golden Valley to have sort of a casual lunch just so we could meet Wayne, understand his background and what he brings to the project, and we're looking forward to a trip up where he can actually perhaps present to our board. We also have appreciated the willingness of the AEA team to work with us as we move forward on the Eva Creek project, some flexibility in making sure that everything was set up for us to access the grant funds that were appropriated this year by the legislature. I'm pleased to say that project has been fully sanctioned, the components have been ordered, and we expect it to be generating up to 25 megawatts of renewable clean power by September of next year. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any questions from the board for Mr. Terrio? Thank you. there any other comments from the public? Hearing none, we'll close the public hearing and move on to the next item. Item 6, prior minutes for the October 5th, 2011 meeting. Motion to approve would be in order.
Motion for approval.
The motion is there a second?
I'll second.
Second?
Can I just make a comment?
Yes.
I've made one punctuation correction at Mr. Sheldon's request on page 4.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there any other corrections, changes, amendments, additions, deletions to the minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor of the minutes as presented with the one punctuation change on page 4, signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, same sign. Hearing none, we have minutes. That brings us to item 7, new business A. We will have a presentation from KPMG on the ADA financial statements. Following that presentation, we will recess the ADA meeting and call to order the AEA meeting, where which KPMG will make a presentation on the Alaska Energy Authority financial statements. And then we will recess that meeting and then go back into our ADA meeting as an effort to get the audit out of the way. Mm-hmm. With that, I would turn it over to Mr. Leonard to introduce this item.
Yes, Chair. Again, as the Chair has stated, that this is... we have completed the FY11 audit and have issued the report. We have our auditors here to give a presentation on the financial report that we have and would like them to come up. And then staff and our auditors would be able to answer any questions that the board may have on the financials.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. My name's Beth Stewart. I'm a partner with KPMG here in the Anchorage office. I'm glad to present to you the audit results today. We worked on the audit over the course of the past couple of months primarily. We did some interim field work in July of this year and then our final field work in October and November. We have, and you should have in your board packet, several different reports that we've issued. We'll talk through first the letter to the Board of Directors. The letter to the Board of Directors formalizes our communication to the Board, summarizing our audit process and the audit results. It describes our responsibility under professional standards. We did conduct our audit under both generally accepted auditing standards as well as government auditing standards, and so two layers of standards that we follow during our audit process. On page 2 of that letter, it describes our responsibility relating to there's information within the financial statements that we don't express an opinion on, and that is the management's discussion and analysis. In addition, when annual reports go out that contain our audited financial statements, we're not responsible for the content other than our audit report and the financial statements. During the year, there weren't any significant changes in accounting policies that were adopted by the authority, and no unusual transactions that we considered to be significant, unusual. We did consult with our national office on several accounting issues during the year and want to communicate that to the board so that you understand we do have a process for further consultation when there's uncertainty from the local engagement team on appropriate accounting or when we think there could be increased scrutiny over an accounting policy election or an accounting matter. Those areas where we consulted with our national office included the ADA's purchase of loans from AEA to make sure that we fully understood the appropriate accounting for that type of transaction, both on the standalone financial statements of the two organizations as well as the state CAFR level. The authority purchased a loan participation for the wastewater facility construction. We consulted to ensure that we had the appropriate accounting for that as a loan. That's included in the financial statements as a loan. And then the authority reached an agreement with the Department of Transportation to transfer some property, some some was transferred without restriction, some was transferred with certain conditions applied, and so we discussed with our national office the appropriate accounting over those. For each of those three matters, we were able to come to conclusions with management, and the accounting that was deemed to be appropriate is reflected in the financial statements of the authority. The financial statements do include various estimates and judgments. The more significant of those estimates includes the valuation of the Healy Clean Coal Project, which is included in the financial statements with a carrying value of $44 million. Management asserted that they didn't believe impairment had occurred on that asset, and we evaluated their assumptions, the estimates that they used in making that assertion and believed it to be reasonable. Another significant estimate in the financial statements relates to the allowance for loan loss. And the allowance for loan loss is designed to absorb existing probable losses within the current loan portfolio. There's about a $12 million allowance on loans with a $490 million carrying value at June 30th. Similar to Healy Clean Coal, we evaluated management's assumptions and documentation judgments in making that estimate and believed it to be reasonable. We didn't identify any uncorrected misstatements in the financial statements, and we didn't recommend any adjustments to the financial statements during the audit process. We also didn't have any disagreements or other significant issues that we discussed with management. If we did, we would report those to the Board of Directors, emphasizing the fact that our responsibility is to the Board, not to management. We're hired and perform the audit on behalf of the Board of Directors. Attached to the letter to the Board of Directors is the representation letter that we received from management at the conclusion of our audit, and that's included for your review, because we believe it's a significant communication with management that we have. Turning to the financial statements, the first part of the financial statements, the first five pages, consists of management's discussion and analysis. That's prepared by management and designed to provide an overview of the significant financial activity during the year and comparison of that activity to previous years. We don't perform an audit over the management discussion analysis, but we read it for consistency with the information that we gain during the course of the audit and for reasonableness. Page 6 and 7 of the report consists of our report on the financial statements, and it states that we performed our audit in accordance with generally accepted auditing standards and government auditing standards. Our opinion is an unqualified opinion or a clean opinion on the financial statements, so that's the best opinion you can get. It's an unqualified opinion. There are no matters where we had concerns. And then emphasizes that we also issued a report on internal controls that's required by government auditing standards. And that report on internal controls is part of the single audit package that's submitted to your granting agencies. Following the opinion is the financial statements themselves, followed by the notes to the financial statements.
Thank you.
The third report you have in your packet is the single audit report, the A133 report, this column. And that report relates to compliance with grant requirements for programs that are major programs. ADA had one major program during the year, the Department of Transportation Capital Investment Grant. We performed audit procedures over that grant and didn't find any matters of noncompliance that we needed to report to granting agencies. That's been followed up by our report on internal controls. So the single audit report, along with the financial statements, is submitted to granting agencies to fulfill your requirements with grants. And I'm glad to discuss any of the reports further or answer questions.
Thank you, Ms. Stewart. I'd open it up to the board for questions at this time. Mr. Sheldon, Commissioner Bell.
No questions.
Go ahead, Mr. Sheldon.
I apologize for speaking over you, Commissioner Bell. I have no questions this year. Thank you.
Okay. I do have one question. The loan loss reserve from 2010, the allowance for loan losses, went from $9 million to $11.5 million. And looking at your notes, it looks like that's mostly attributable to an increased loan volume. Or was there any loans that you looked at that you didn't agree with the classifications and then potentially reclassified those loans? Or is that all just volume?
It's volume driven. We did review the specific reserves that management made for specific loans and didn't have any disagreements with the classification of loans. So the general reserve increased due to volume of those loans.
And when you, just to follow up, when you look at our portfolio, does the audit look at the documentation? Excuse me. Thank you. Look at the documentation in the files and actually do an audit on the files themselves, or are you looking at a higher level, sort of a global level?
We do a couple of different procedures. We perform a credit file review of loans that have specifically been identified by management as having higher risk. Mm-hmm. So we look at the risk classification, as well as the conclusions as to whether a specific reserve is needed for those loans. We also look at the documentation around the general reserve for the loan portfolio. Mm-hmm. And the process used. The third thing we performed is reviewing the process used for loan origination and the loan file that's put together prior to loan approval.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of tests do you do? If the total portfolio is how many loans, and of the loans existing, how many do you actually look at?
We performed specific review of loans that management had classified. I want to say about a dozen loans, 10 to a dozen loans. There's not a particularly large number of loans that are classified and evaluated for special reserve. The majority of the loan portfolio is captured in the general reserve.
And then loans that are performing, there's no test done on those.
Correct. We receive reports from management as to the payment schedule and when payments have been made, and we perform tests to validate that loans that are said to be performing actually are performing on a sample basis, and then we don't review those loans further unless they were originated in the current year, and we perform tests over the loan origination for some loans originated in the year.
Okay, thank you. I don't have any further questions. None from the board. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Should we recess? Is that what you'd like to do, Mr. Leonard?
You bet.
All right. A motion to recess would be in order.
I'm probably the only one who changes.
I'll move to recess.
Motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And then Mr. Wilkin, those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, we will recess the ADA meeting and call to order the AEA meeting.